branches, about three in here, actually. But probably the most well-known is John Walls. So John's at the back there, and I ended up having a... John came along to me, and there was a well-known medium called...
Phyllis Tantrum
that had told him he had an alien guide. So, and he came up to me and asked me if I'd ever...
An alien soul,
yeah, so he just wanted to find out about that. So when I did a session with him, his voice changed, and so I said, okay, who are we talking to here? And his guide came through and said, this is Armistice, you know, the name he'd been given. So commenced a dialogue, and I did the transcripts, and the long and short was Ian was approached by the Auckland guys, UFO guys, said 2020 had contacted them, and if anybody was crazy enough to talk to 2020. And so they came back to us, and I sent them the transcribe on the Thursday morning, emailed it to them, and they rang me back that morning and said, hey, we'd like to come down and interview John. And so I said to my wife that night, I said, oh, we've got some visitors on Monday evening. And she said, who, rather suspiciously? And I said, oh, it's 2020. Well, that really did it, you know. And she said, I said, they want to interview John, you know. And so she said very rationally that it's enough that you have all these crazies come into the house without everybody in New Zealand knowing it. So, and that weekend we went to a wedding in Taupo, and it kind of went around like Chinese whispers what was going on, and everybody said, you must be nuts to... Because, of course, they can make of it what they will. So as it turned out, they came down and they did a session, which is on YouTube. And the link, I think I sent it through to Ian. And it's about 360,000 people have seen it so far. Unfortunately, it wasn't put up by me. And so there was no link to the book that I wrote about the nine sessions that I had with John. So,
so it's mirrored heaps. And in half an hour, I found over 1.5 million views.
Yeah.
On a whole heap of different people keep mirroring it. And when you mirror something, it just gets a life of its own.
If I could just get 0.25% of those people buying my book instead of about 1 or 2 a month, I'd be a wealthy man today. But there have been quite a few good reviews on it, and so if anybody's interested, I do have some copies of that book, and it's on Amazon as well. So,
can you pass a couple of cheers up, please?
So what'll happen tonight, really, it really just depends on what comes through with John, and there's no saying what will or what won't happen. But we're kind of hoping to get, because what happens in encounter situations, as any of you people have read about these things, is you tend to be given a mask, hypnosis mask of the events, and you know, and a selective memory of what happens. So, and certainly with John, you know, it was really only because of things that happened later in his life that actually the memories kind of broke through and came through to his awareness to some extent. But once you actually connect to them, then you get a much more lucid explanation. And with him, when he was 3 years old and he had his first contact experience, it was pretty terrifying for him, and that was the one we went to in the 2020. And I didn't actually, when I normally would do a person and they're regressing to their life or past lives or whatever, you'll give them, hey, you're controlling it, you're seeing it like a projection, and you're not going to get emotionally tied up in it. I knew with something like television that unless there was an emotional content, nobody would believe it. So I didn't filter it, you know, in that. And we had three sessions, so, I mean, it wasn't going to break them. But it was the emotional content that afterwards they said, well, either this guy deserves an Academy Award or something really happened. And so, but ultimately for John, I think it allowed him to, put these things in place. Okay, it's on the far end of strange, any of this stuff. So we'll just see what happens.
Terry, is that fan a bit? Does it want turning down?
Yeah, and noisy.
Yeah.
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 I can't.
Once you opened up, Okay, but now you get it all, but you get it all in pieces like a jigsaw puzzle, and you've got to put it together. And onto it.
Yeah.
Take you a year or two.
So I'm just going to take a moment here and just get John to relax and see what happens here, John. So,
Terry was just talking about maybe making sure that the cell phones are off.
Okay. So we're really just trying to connect through John's body like this. It's basically what it would be similar to a transmedium, and the issue is that there are different vibrations, different energies, and it's a bit like, you know, as a child has to learn how to run a body, so another consciousness has to learn how to connect with John's body. Okay, it puts stress on John's body, so we won't have too long a session, I'm sure.
But he will be fine.
He will be fine, thank you.
He will need water after the message.
Thank you.
Shall we proceed?
Yes, please. Could you please introduce yourself?
You know us as Grace. We do not know us as Grace. That is a human term. There are many species. John, we are very aware of your being. It is a privilege to be here with you to share your knowledge with your brothers and sisters. It is a privilege to be here among you.
We thank you for being here with us. And I would imagine the first question on most people's mind is, what's the, I guess everybody has an agenda and or purpose or reason, and I guess perhaps if you could explain what your particular group of our association of people, why they're here at this time, and how, you know, and how are they working with
the question
humans.
Is your planet is in turmoil. That is why we as a species are present here. You know, as grid lines, yes.
Yes.
There are minerals within your grids that are unbalanced through your governments. We are aware of this, yes. Using nuclear systems is not good. But put in the right frame, it can benefit human. There are many here tonight with gifts that are closed, but they exist. Until you are aware of your gifts, then you shall see the truth. The reason for our species being here among your galaxy is to help you. For the next. If you are aware of the beginning of your being, to not make things too complex, I shall keep it simple. This is only one species. You shall meet another, if you are willing to listen. We travel within cycles. There are so many questions. Do we have time? Yes. What is it you would like to know? What is it you need to know?
So we can perhaps open this up if anybody has a question.
Do you come from insects?
No. We are classed as hybrids. We are made by another species, and that is truth. John, are you aware of what I am saying?
Yes. Sorry, I didn't realize it was
wrong. I apologize.
Because the vehicle, that consciousness, is also called John. There's probably a little bit of confusion there. So it's John Walls is the other person.
Call me Oz.
In the Galactic Federation, they do not know you as John.
Okay.
In their language, they shall acknowledge you as it is a frequency to protect you from government. So you are safe. So are many others. But that is not the purpose why we are here. We must start from the beginning. What is it you would like to know?
Are we hybrids?
You have a strand of ET within you. 7 only. Minimum. The younger ones have more. The change of age is upon humanity.
I've just had a friend that's been hurt. They're going to be all right. And we got news of this yesterday. They are not here. They're far away. Can you confirm any of that?
Of another species?
Yes.
That was not us.
No, it wasn't you.
10 days is going to be a long time, but when returned, knowledge will be much more vast.
Our friend?
Yes.
Thank you.
Could you explain John Wilson's particular, the reason why he was chosen?
One purpose. To pass a message on. He is only one. He is willing to share his body with us. As you can see, we have met many cycles ago when he was much younger. You are looking at a 5-year-old reading telekinesis books, UFO books now. Why? To pass a message on. Your governments are manipulating their own species. The Galactic Federation are very aware of this. Do they interfere? No. For there is a law you know as free will. If I am being too abrupt, I apologize.
Are you actively searching for the seed of the brute race of Gaia?
We are aware of Gaia.
The root race seed. many entities have searched and cannot find it.
That
gives whoever is most intelligent of the species.
We are equal. We are no different than any other, being hybrid or not. We are all in the same boat.
Yes. But most species who come here,
we are very aware.
Search, do the quest. It's like looking for the Holy Grail.
That is not our purpose.
Thank you.
One of the first words you said was, our earth is in peril. Now, how can we, as individuals, help heal this earth?
You are doing it now by opening your mind. That is why it's important for us to pass our message to you.
Are we from God?
You have a God. We do not acknowledge him as God, but Elohim. We are classed as Elohim, children of the sky. But it is the same.
So is it correct that each universe has its own God?
Interesting concept.
Each bubble has its own God.
And within each, reason, yes.
And each one of us get a turn at being that God through incarnations, after incarnation, after incarnation. One of them incarnations, we get to be that God of that bubble.
You know so much, yet my question to you,
yes.
What is your purpose?
I'm not allowed to say.
Do you know your purpose?
Yes. Is it important?
For yes. You, yes. For yes. Your children, yes.
If I can't do it, will someone take my place?
No.
Yes. But I've stepped forward, yes.
Each individual here has a purpose. As we have told John and to some of his friends, it is like a pebble dropped into a pond, creates small ripples, becoming larger. It is only a metaphor, but do you understand the term of what I am saying?
Any more questions?
I have a question.
Yes.
Did you used to visit John when we lived in Tupuna?
Yes.
In a physical form?
Yes. He is very aware of this.
Yes.
So, is it true that us humans, are using portals and craft in our secret space program to colonize planets. We've colonized at least 12 and enslaved at least 5 of them. Now, why can we do this yet expect to go on, expect to be allowed to go on?
We have shut many of these systems down.
Good.
You do not hear of this
someday.
Until you are aware of your own being, then you shall know the truth.
How close am I to the truth?
You are very close to the truth. We acknowledge your knowledge. So keep doing what you are doing. Yes. With the help of others, you shall be strong. We shall support you in every way you need. Your wife has seen us.
Yes.
She is a good lady.
Is there someone that goes and visits her?
Through her dreams at times when she is not listening.
So it is not you who turns up in the daytime?
Mm-hmm.
That basically everyone can see.
At times, yes. She is not meant to see us, but she is opening the third eye. You must all be aware of your third eye. It comes from here.
When we see spirits...
My favourite concept. Please proceed.
What is it? Why do we smell, say, fire? Smell, say, perfume when no one's around?
Because you are not listening. I do not mean that in a bad way. It is just truth. You are not listening. But you can work on it. How? There are tools. Meditation being one.
So the implication is they're using other auditory and smell olfactory senses to get your attention. Also, sometimes if it's a person that used a certain perfume, then that's, you know, that they'll bring that to your olfactory senses. So you'll say, ah, yes, I know that person, just because of the smell.
I've been working very hard in the astral realm, as you know.
We are very aware of your work.
I am very well known, yes. I know that. I'm very well known there. There are jobs that seem impossible there. That no human could ever do, but once you're there and you remember and you know what you're doing, I've seen many species, many good, many bad, and they're the good ones and the bad ones are the same shape, you can't tell them apart.
Yes.
And always, if you're ever in that situation, and you'll probably agree with me, go on their actions, not their words. If anyone ever turns up and the governments say they're good, double guess it, don't go on their actions, go on their words, go on their actions. In the astral realm, there is, I wouldn't call it an army, but there's a big gathering getting together for a big event. Is that correct?
Yes, for when your Messiah returns. You are very aware of this.
And it has nothing to do with the Bible.
Within reason. Genesis is a very big part of what we are. If you are to read some of your scriptures, some are not true. The beings are created first. Humans are created. The beings, the humans, does not make us any higher. I must remind you, we are equal. That was not our choice. That was your God. That is our God. We are very aware of the laws within the universe. And we are expanding further than just this dimension.
Do you know all of us?
Individually?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We can. If you are willing to learn, we can teach.
How do we do this?
It shall take time for you to be willing. You cannot answer now. You must go away and feel if you are ready. You will know, and so shall we. We work as a group to help one. Are we here to probe you? No. Are we here to confiscate your children? No. As you are aware, there are more sightings, not just of UFO, but such thing as Bigfoot, mermaids, and ghosts. Why? The turn of dimension. We are in the fifth dimension, yes? Would you like to speak to another?
Yes, please.
Are we speaking to the actual entity that met with John and his party?
Yes.
In Pius Par?
Yes.
We are.
Yes.
The shape that you showed yourself in, the humanoid type figure, is that how you would normally appear, or do you change?
Our true form, yes. They saw our true form. There was no reason to dematerialize. They did not run.
Curious.
Yes.
When beings such as yourself show yourselves to people, there is often a very strong odor background. Can you explain why that is?
The ozone, to do with our craft, is very important to do with our flight. Mm. When we come through your atmosphere, it collects, you know, as radiation, but you must not confuse it with the radiation that humans are making. This would not harm you. We do not judge the human. That is not our reason. We are here to help you. That is all. Once we are seeing positive change, then we shall go. It's going to take time. But if you are willing to change within you, then it will be like the flu.
What changes would you like to see?
To understand what you are capable of doing. As it has been told, healing thyself, healing others before you heal you, shows compassion. We are very aware of the word love. To us, it is very emotional. For humans, it can be very emotional, and we feel it. Do we feed off it? No. That is the wrong information your governments are saying. It is wrong. We share it throughout the universe. It is not for us to gain something from you. There is no purpose to that. We are willing to share knowledge, technology, to help benefit your homes, to grow your plants that will heal you.
So you are the keeper of the vessel, the Tao?
One of many. Armistice is a very good friend. We are very aware of his work. We honour him as a friend.
And how are you? Thank you. When you're in our sector, there is a very large base underwater.
Yes.
Of Christchurch.
Yes, there is one in the Coromandel too.
Yes.
You are very aware of the peaks there that you are not allowed to go on. That is the reason why.
Government does.
Yes.
The portal 5 miles east, 2 miles north of Mount Maunganui, I've been told has by Mary Elders, has opened back up and the gods are coming back. I've been told by someone that was told by
I do not decline on what you say. There was a vortex open. You are aware of this, yes? You were part of this vortex opening.
Yes.
It was a success.
Was that when the night turned into daylight for about a second and then went back dark again about 9 o'clock at night?
Yes.
I've seen that.
It was because of your fellow brothers and sisters.
There have been frequent sightings of orbs of light over Tauranga Harbour over many years.
Yes.
Is there a specific reason for this location?
I'll Zuvation for starters. We are very aware of your work. You are doing a good purpose. Do not stop. We pass a message on from the higher source to give you blessing for you and your family. You will not feel it now, but when you return home, you will see change.
What is the purpose of opening the vortex?
There was no way of accessing human thought. But as you can see, there are more sightings now. The American Indians did the same on a different date. And so on. Throughout your planet. We were present, yes?
Yes.
We made ourselves known. To acknowledge you in what you have done. Is it for our purpose? Yes. We want change, positive change. We cannot gain anything from you.
Is this vortex seeable daily?
It can be.
Yes.
Yes. Your governments are very aware of this. They are not sharing it with you. Or you will know the truth.
If you look in the sky, you will see it.
Yes. It goes to the core of your planet. To that higher source. You will look at it as a rod. Without it, your planet would not survive. That is why we are present to maintain some of the vibration. We cannot do it all ourselves. Human must play a very big part in it. The process for human is to be yourself.
And would ships be using this vortex?
No.
Right.
Only one. Our craft are much smaller, not ours. You would know as leaders. But they are not. Not to us. They are our equals.
Has every country in the world got these portals?
Yes. There are some on your land that when you walk through the vibration is much higher. But you are not aware of it. It takes time to understand the frequency. When you understand yourself on who you are as a species, this is only a physical illusion. We are very aware of this. Your bones are much more dense. Ours are much versatile. Are we made like that? Yes. Emotion is given? No, we must learn emotion through different species. Humans are very advanced with emotion. We do not understand the concept of jokes. Joking. But yet, we feel it. If you need to drink, drink. I will not brow.
I don't think anybody really wants to stop at this point, do they?
No,
not. Thank you.
He's not talking the spirit.
Yeah.
So you know the agenda of, like Agenda 21, the plan to, and the Georgia Guidestones, the plan to depopulate the world.
It is a human term, not our choice.
It's not going to happen.
It is not going to happen. They want to go to Mars. Do we get annoyed with this? Not us, but we know species that are. You know as the Fountain Belt, humans cannot pass this without parting. No, that shall not happen. You must heal this before you accede to the next level.
I've been told that the Van Allen belts are put there to keep us in.
Yes.
And until we can rise to the right vibration, the Van Allen belts will stay in place.
Yes.
And I personally feel that is the great event when the Van Allen belts leave.
So you are aware of it. Is all here aware of what John is saying?
Yes.
If you are not, maybe you shall speak to him. Give it in a simple term if you can.
Okay. Around the Earth there's a big radiation belt like a donut, right? It's called a torus. Right? Now that was put there by the ancients. We're talking 7 to 11 eons ago, and eon is millions of years. Humans have been here over a billion years. Okay, the Earth's over a trillion years old. Don't let science fool you. Right. Now, we fell. We are the fallen. We are the ones that fell. Okay? So they bound us to this Earth with the extraterrestrials. Like the Bible story, basically.
It is much like a doll.
This is the real version, basically. So they put the Van Allen belts. Alright? Now that's the original star, what they call the original Stargate. Okay? Now, until we can rise back in frequency to a point where we're not going to try and kill, rape, maim, or enslave things that we find that we think are lesser than us, which nothing is lesser than us, the Van Allen belts will remain in place. But there is what's called a tipping point. You put a book on a table like that and you push it up, at one point it flops down. Okay? Just a certain percentage of humans have to reach this level and the Van Allen radiation belt will just disappear and life's protective secretive veil will be gone and we will become so... I can't explain the word. I know the feeling.
You must feel it.
You must feel it. You have to feel it to know it.
Your next transition on, we do not like to say it, death, is a positive change.
Is that the feeling of peace and love?
Yes.
And they see things differently.
That on cocaine, steroids, heroin, anything you can think of, added in. Yeah.
Yes. You so are very aware of what he is saying.
You're looking at and the veins, everything stands out in a different colour.
You see the light of the plant. There was a movie called, I forget the name of it, and he went looking for the signs. And you can see the plants glow, and that's based on a true story.
I can actually see, but...
I forget the name of the movie. That's what we're going to basically become.
Question.
Yes.
Is it true that man has been on a moon? America put man on the moon.
You are very aware of false...
Yes.
Russia could not get there. Why would the other get there? During the Cold War, at that.
And why have they never been back again? Yeah.
They cannot.
So is it true that they have structures on the dark side of the moon and...
Yes. Yes. I do not decline on what you are saying. It is the truth. Why?
Because it's artificial.
Yes. It is not human. And it is not us.
So why is it here?
We must have a base. Four dimensions scale up long way. So we must rest too.
So that's your base?
We share with many species.
A bit like Babylon 5, the TV series. Anyone know that?
Yeah.
What was that? TV series called Babylon 5.
When we hear voices, where are they from?
From your inner here.
It sounds like it's out there and staring at
The experience of when your government
intervene the channeling now. We shall give an example, not as yet, but you shall hear it. It shall be in your left ear to prove we exist. When you... Yes.
When you speak through John, I notice there's a clicking in the voice. And it reminds me of something I saw in The Gods Must Be Crazy Bushmen. And they have a kind of a clicking in their voice.
It keeps the frequency. That is all.
Is it also part of your audible language when you speak to each other instead of using
We do not move our lips. We have the privilege now. But if you were to be in front of us, you would hear us.
Yeah. In the astral, they like to speak. And I can understand it.
You will feel what we feel.
I can hear it coming from you, but I can't understand it in body form, but out of body I can understand it. Does that make sense?
Mm. For me, yes. For many here, no.
No, yes.
Please take your time. Do not feel you need to grab it, no matter the age. You will never get all the answers, but you will be satisfied with some. Many here need healing.
The Roswell little story, the story that, you know, everybody knows about, can you put a little bit more detail on that?
The truth, it happened. But once again, the governments manipulated the truth. It is sad, but we are revealing ourselves, are we not? It is good to look in the past to learn. But we must move forward. Rue, Anaru, there is a lot you need to open to your friends.
About what we experienced?
Yes. It will heal your skin. Are you willing to share a little? Are you willing to listen?
Yes.
Yes.
Then proceed.
Now?
Yes.
Hi everyone.
Hi.
So obviously I was with John. I'm just going to stand. This is my son Dylan, and I had another colleague of mine.
Please.
So we all thought we'd just do this random thing one night and go, four of us go into the bush.
Please proceed.
And we must have been four hours into it, I guess. But it was at 12:33 that I was just lining up the rifle. John had the rifle, I had the light. And my son Dylan called out and said there was someone behind us with a light. And obviously we turned our torch off and turned around making sure we're safe and all the rest of it. John first thought that it was a trail bike coming up and down and around, but we kind of knew the big pine trees and stuff. So we sat down, we had a cigarette, trying to reassure Dylan, obviously, and us that we were fine. It left for about 10 minutes, I suppose. I keep looking at John, but we decided to head back down to the car for safety. It started really pissing down with rain and cold. I took my jacket off for Dylan, wrapped it around Dylan because he was holding my hand, and I had the rifle, and we kind of a bit jittery. And we started heading back down the track. And just this bright light it was like I was walking towards a big bright light.
Stop. The most important part of this journey was, what is it have you learnt?
I'm still learning.
That is the final answer. We are always learning. Please proceed.
That's good, because I could manage to get some breath. But so we were running down, we got this bright, huge bright white light. Obviously Dylan was 11, so he was a bit scared there. I've got the rifle, by this time we're running down the track over the road. And all of a sudden there was a paddock on our left and a big tree. And it sounded like a,
road sweeper,
that's it, yeah. The vacuum. So we all stopped all in one. And it was, the craft was about 10 metres away from us, just hovering in the lights. But the lights didn't have a normal reflection, like the police. It was kind of hovering about half a metre off the ground. We all going like this, because I'm going like this with the gun, going, what, look! Freaking out, of course, till I was upset. Kind of just reassuring each other.
Did we hurt you?
No. But I must say, sorry, I forgot to add, when the ship jumped in front of us, the rain stopped, the wind stopped, everything stopped, the mooreports, everything stopped. I was about 5 metres away from it. I threw Dylan into the bush, or what I thought was a bush or a tree. He was so scared. I had the rifle, put him into the bush. My mate jumped on top of him, because this thing kept coming up. And,
John, you must breathe through.
John jumped into the bush, and it had a beam in front of this, we believe it was scanning, and that came right up to my feet. I put the rifle down, thinking of the movie, they're going to get zapped. I put the rifle down and tried to dive in by Dylan. Missed the bush completely. So I stood up. Dylan turned around and said, Dad, I love you. And I put my hands up. And
the emotion of love.
Yeah. The scanner thing went back. I turned back around and it was gone. Down by my truck. So we were like, oh, oh, oh. A few colourful words in there, but we ran back down to down out and over to where our car was, and that's where John saw the entity.
What colour were the lights?
I remember blue, red, yellow, green, but it didn't have a reflection.
Well, would you have had any in the same time?
I think it was about 40 minutes all up for our encounter.
Longer for us.
Apparently longer.
2 minutes in your time would be 2 days in ours.
Was it only John that saw the entity?
No, it wasn't. Dylan obviously was upset, so I'm running down the road with the gun. And, well, not just with the gun, but, because I'm just trying to get him safe. John had seen it with my spotlight, so he stopped and he was going, Roo, Roo, come back. And my other colleague stopped with him and they both saw it sort of doing this sort of movement. I stopped and turned and looked at it.
We are beautiful creatures.
I stopped and looked at it briefly with Dylan. Saw it doing this, and then Dylan and I carried on to the truck. And then John and Laura eventually came. But, apparently this movement, when we went back, it was going through the course. That's why it was doing this.
We were real. We were present in a physical being. It was not an illusion. You could touch us. We were real.
When we went back up from where the craft went from there to there, I faced it where I was, and it was 5 steps, and I could touch it. That's how close it was.
There was more to what you have experienced, unlike all here. There are some within this family that have experienced sightings. That is all it takes. You do not have to see a beam.
When the craft landed in front of me, and then when I turned back from Dylan and turned around, I could smell pork or rotten eggs, I guess. And that's the smell that got me. I was thinking, what's that? What's that smell? But by then we kept running. And that is apparently what we were talking about. That smell earlier on. To me, it was a pork or rotten egg type smell. Sulfur, kind of.
There are so many questions.
Is the ground grass affected by...
No. We are only there to collect data. You are aware of your chemtrails? Is it for a good purpose?
No. It never landed on the ground. When it bounced from the paddock to in front of me like that, it just went... And then it just hovered there, and I noticed the lights underneath the ship on the ground, but not on the ground, just on the ship. And when I looked at the trees, it's not like a police car where you see the blue and red lights. It didn't have reflection. But the three layers of lights on top of the craft all spun individually, and it just kept bouncing in front of us.
What height did you estimate the craft to be?
It was about half a metre off the ground.
Yeah, this craft itself,
the size of the craft.
I was trying to describe it as about the size height of a garage, or maybe the room.
Yeah.
Like a... It's kind of like a... ice cream or an upside-down bell shape.
Oh, yeah.
About a year ago, I seen one almost exactly the same fly out of my house, and it stopped above my head. I didn't have any missing time, but I got a photo of it.
Mm-hmm.
Taking off, and I said it to my friend in Serbia, who said that the corona was three times hotter than the sun, but the solid thing in the middle was cold.
Mm. It was cold, but we were cold.
Yeah,
but obviously
solid vehicle in the middle.
It had been,
solid vehicle in the middle.
It had been raining.
Yeah.
This happened down at Bryce Park, was it?
Yes. Where we were, yeah. And then when it bounced from in front of me to where the vehicle was, the rain started coming back.
How many beings did you see, and did they look like...
There were three.
Three?
But they only saw one.
We saw one. John saw the entity more than me because I was trying to comfort my boy. But we did see one. Briefly.
And how did they look like?
Yeah, briefly from what I saw, it was a bluey-greyish kind of colour. Streaky, like a streak down here, like the eye, black, well, not the eyes, but a streak down here, and very veiny.
Any clothing?
No, I didn't see it, I didn't look long enough.
No.
I saw the top.
There is no purpose for us to hide our beautiful bodies.
From the top, there was no clothing, just like a normal chest with muscles, just normal.
How far up high are?
That's all I saw. I don't really know, Tauranga, but...
It's more the back of
Oropi
area.
Because we were kind of in the Oropi area. Sorry, I don't know Tauranga much, but we were kind of in that area, Oropi area.
It's not Pius Park itself, it's the Oropi side.
Oropi side, the bush. The bush.
Yeah, it's in the...
Yes, we're in that area.
Friend, could I ask you, the rendezvous would have been pre-arranged, correct?
Yes. It was pre-arranged. It was... created, there was no coincidence.
It was only for John?
No.
When I talked to my colleague, because we worked together at school in Auckland, he recalls a totally different what he saw. Dylan recalls something that I didn't even know he saw, because I thought I was protecting him, but he mentioned things to me that he saw, which all makes sense. So each one of us, each individually saw a different thing. Mine was the ship, because it was right in front of me, and I literally thought... If that, it's like at Pakensay where they scan it, that ground, that wasn't, so it would, like the ship's there and it'll scan out and come back and then it would move forward, come out, come back and move forward. And that's what it was doing and it came right up to my feet. It was going, and then come back. And when it hit my feet, that's when I freaked and put my hands up.
So friend, why would you need to scan? You know the entity, you know the people you're connecting with.
Yes.
What is it, the reason that you would scan at that time?
Our technology is very advanced, as you are aware. We are collecting data. For what purpose? Is to heal a lot of your minerals. For your governments are creating chemicals that are killing your natural resources.
if your resources are depreciated, then you are. It affects your atmosphere and so on. That is the purpose. It is only to collect data now. How? Through a light. They have an energy. We do not need to take physical. We are to feel the energy placed within our systems. You would know as tools. Analyze. Cure.
Once you have the frequency and the vibration and the light, you can reproduce it.
Yes. But most important is to heal.
Heal.
Yes.
But if need be, if it becomes extinct, you can replace it.
Yes. But that shall not happen.
No, we know that.
Did the group of people you reacted with on this particular night, did they just happen to be in the location you were working by chance, or did you specifically pick them out to appear to?
As
Terry,
the beautiful man said here, it did not happen for no reason. It was meant to happen. Was it accident? For them, yes. For us, no. We were very aware, we are very aware of human energy, no matter how far you are. You cannot hide fear. We can feel it.
And that's what I've got to say. Even though we were scared and pumped up and adrenaline was pumping, even though kind of you wanted to run back to the car, the other half wanted to turn around and go back for more and go, is this real? And that's what we were doing.
Yeah.
Even though I was kind of distracted with my boy and putting him aside and making sure we were safe and making sure the gun was safe and all the basic stuff, I'm still turning around. And then that movie stuff comes into your head where, is my car going to start? Is this thing going to flip up? This is all running through our head.
Yeah.
Dylan's crying and John's still running up going, don't you say that! And my other mate, Christian, and I've never heard so many swear words coming out of his mouth, he just couldn't believe it. But it was his way of getting comfortable. He thought it was a Mr. Whippy truck. I thought it was a rubbish truck, and then I'm like, no, because we're out in the Wop Wop land.
But then reality sunk in.
Yeah. And I drove all the way back to Auckland straight away without sleeping. But
can I just ask you if you've ever had any experiences of similar nature or spiritual?
Not with that craft that close, but when I was a child, about 7, 8, I was talking to John and Mum and a couple of other people about it, and I had this experience where I was at home playing with my little brothers, and then all of a sudden I was kind of flying in the sky like this. And then I remember just stopping and looking down, and my mum and my brothers are getting in the car, and I'm standing like this, and I remember just stopping and then coming back down and getting in the car. But I didn't think anything of it, and I still don't really know what that was to this day. But apparently, and hopefully I'm corrected, but apparently that was some sort of acknowledgement of
it was
what's going on.
You would class it as a slap along the ears.
Yeah, so that's the only other experience I've had as far as that goes, personally, until now. But apparently just that earlier on in my childhood was part of what's going on now.
And it has been positive? Yep. You are learning emotionally?
Yep, so I've been meditating myself at home.
A beginner?
Training myself, because I started to sit there and I think, oh man, you feel like a clown. Because I've never done it before.
And being a male is much different
than
a female, more accepting. Males.
But I can
testosterone.
I know how to multitask. But just training myself just to do it, breathing. John was saying if you get into that fluttery, heartbeat, fast sort of stuff, just let it happen, let it go. So I've been doing that, and I have, not to this extent, but I've been getting a few. We went back to the story I was just telling, and so far I've got that I was actually touching the ship.
Hmm.
Like actually, hello. But when I turned around, John, Lua and Dylan were behind me still. So that told me that I wasn't with them, even though I was physically. And I was actually touching the ship. But that's as far as I've got, as far as trying to see what happened further that night.
It shall take time. But we shall leave it at that, my friend.
Thank you.
Could I just ask, you know, one question?
Yes.
You know, these people were armed. The typical hunter, if he feels threatened, is going to present his weapon.
The thought was there.
I did. I brought it off my shoulder ready, but then I put it down and backed off. And that's when I tried to jump, thinking I was going to drive in the bush, but I didn't. Apparently, I think John recognised it just while I was running around on the ground, but it was all just mental. But
the casing in your bullets is very dangerous around our craft. It will not penetrate our ships, but the molecules within your copper will detonate. It is dangerous for you.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
We've been off track. That a similar incident to Roswell that occurred in Essex in an Air Force base that the Americans were using during the Second World War,
yes,
where one of your craft had a bad accident. I understand that some atomic warheads underground under 5 feet of concrete were defused by your people. Do you know of that?
Yes.
And does that mean that you're watching our nuclear plants and our dangerous installations for our benefit?
Thank you. You will destroy yourselves, not you, but your governments. There was knowledge exchanged. You must understand this. We do not judge, but we are willing to share knowledge. Now, there was a known treaty that was broken.
Ground treaty.
Yes.
What was that?
A treaty was broken between human and ET. Not our species, but you know as the Nautic from the 12th dimension.
The whites.
Yes. It was not anyone's fault, but humans and their willpower is to make weapons. That is not the purpose. Now, something I would like to share for you, if you are willing to note it, are you willing?
Yes. Yes.
Free energy is right at your doorstep. It is not as complex as you believe. If you are understanding what a magnet could do, no matter what strength, then you can run power. Is this a danger for John? Yes. It is a danger for you if your government are to hear this.
That's why governments all over the world have banned super magnets used by corporations or anybody not in league with the military industrial complex.
Deprive you from your rights.
Right.
Also, they think, because you don't need super magnets.
That is correct. All the power to activate these units are here. Not here. To generate energy, to create energy, is through healing. Yes?
Yes.
You may call it what you please, but it is the same principle. If you are to touch someone, you are healing through vibration, as I am doing to Terry.
It's love.
Yes. You may drink water after this.
Thank you.
It will help your digestive system.
Question?
Yes.
At Oracle, we've had a few
experiences. Yes.
You, Ian Roo and Dylan and them had that one. We also had one when we went walking that night.
You were afraid of us.
Yes. And there was also that one during the day where John's whole, we entered John's body and his body actually
transformed.
Yes.
What did you see?
I saw a grey in John. Your eyes, his eyes transformed and went black.
Yes. He was willing to learn, as we must keep the body warm.
Could tell it was not John no longer in the body.
You heard the ringing?
Yes.
That is the first sign of the higher source, is through the right ringing.
Yes.
The left is government. You must be aware of this. Your systems within your technology ring. Yes, they do. They are very aware of the frequency using satellite systems. It is called psychological warfare. Why do we stop the craft? We cannot intervene. Are we sorry? We cannot be sorry. We cannot intervene. There are laws. With your protest, your petitions, they do work. But it must start from the simple being you. Start today. For someone you do not know in the room, go and introduce yourself. Share a handshake. We have forgotten as humans of who and what we are as a species. Do you understand? We are willing to teach more and more, but we do not have enough time.
Just a quick question.
Yes.
It's about the ringing in the ear. So sometimes it sounds like a really high-pitched sound coming
yes.
in right here. Is that all about?
Where you stay is a very big part of where we travel.
Okay.
Unfortunately, when your senses are at a high vibration, you pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
We apologize, but we cannot stop it. It is up to you to advance.
Organite works well, stops governments from spying on your biorhythms.
Yes.
So
you are aware of a system that can be made.
Very simple, maybe.
Yes.
Very simple. It's on the internet.
There is another. Using your Elohim, your God, is another way.
Your God or your God self?
Yes. There is so much to learn, but yet so little time. I feel I have passed my message. You must meet one before time is gone. You will enjoy his presence. Do we have time?
Yes, friend. Thank you. And in the future, have you a name that we can use?
Kiri.
Yes. You may call me Kiri.
Kiri.
My real name is
I think Kerry will do.
Yes. It has been a privilege to be among you. I am sure we will speak again.
Why did I know that name?
Thank you for sharing that information.
Sorry.
Cook up.
Welcome.
Welcome, friend.
You may call me Ike.
Welcome, Ike.
I do have humor, by the way, so please join me. What species are we? Centurions? You are aware of? Mm-hmm. Yes. That is our species.
What was that, son?
Centurion.
Is there another name?
That is the other.
I mean, humans would know you as reptilians as well. Yeah.
We are human looking. We are very human looking.
So it's true that 70% of ETs out there are human looking?
Yes.
Or humanoid, at least. Bipedal.
If you are aware of most ET, we have two arms.
Two arms, two legs, 5-6 fingers, 5-6 toes.
Yes. Four. But where we are different is just our awareness. That is all. Are we programmed? No. We are willing to learn. We are willing to teach our young. Not how your school systems work, but through telekinesis is just one of our training.
Are you Nordic-looking, or...?
No, we are much like you, just without the hair.
Without hair?
Yes.
Many humanoid species don't have hair.
Our eyes are much like yours, but with the lens. It is for sunlight reason.
Are you part of our DNA?
No, not us.
I know you said you're a humorist, so I'm asking a humorous question. Are there any aliens present in the room here, in human form?
Spiritually, yes. Armistice being one. But there is another. But some things are not meant to be shared. I apologise. For I would have to eat you.
I hope you're demonstrating your sense of humor there.
Yes.
You mentioned armistice is one. Are you implying that John and armistice are one?
We are all one. We do not pull one out to lift them up on the pedestal. No good. We cannot work with someone up there. Come down to our level.
So John and Armistice are of the same vibration?
Yes. As we are all.
Yes. But we're closer in the...
You're more in tune, more aware. Yes. Your children are more aware. They are easy to teach. Not manipulate. But to teach. They are your next generation.
Would they be fourth dimension?
Close. Between 5 and 4. Where do I sit on the Galactic Federation? First seat on the right. It is much more comfortable.
Because you're all equal, aren't
you? Yes. No matter what height, we all sit at our same level.
In Earth years, how old are you?
1600 to 1800 light years. 800 years in your tomb.
When you're born, are you born with all your past life memories?
Yes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yes.
But we show love. There is no reason to not show love. What is the purpose why I am here? Technology. Do you all have a pen?
No, sorry.
Then I shall give a simple term to your machine. Using a PVC unit. Very easy. No matter how long. You may place a speaker within that unit using a piece of rod that goes
to the middle. You may use the ends. It is up to you how you are to place them so it does not lose control. So it must spin. Would you like to take him? You may. Within this unit, you may use our clear quartz. Would you chuck it in? No. You may glue it to the inner core or the inner sphere of the PVC piping. You use as water drain. We are giving a simple unit, that is all. There are many more we could share.
And does the speaker rotate?
No. You may glue it so it does not move or fall.
So where does the crystal got to go? By the speaker or just
yes.
anywhere in the tube?
It must touch the speaker.
Touch the speaker.
Yes.
And the wires coming out of each end, one will be positive, one will be negative.
Yes.
Plug it in and up you go.
No. You must use copper system as well.
Yeah.
It will generate the small portion of energy. You can run light bulbs.
Wrap the copper around the crystal that touches the magnet.
The rod. You must wrap it around.
Oh, the rod to go all the way through.
Yes. You must wrap it right to the end. No matter what size, it has the same vibration. You may be greedy and put a very large one in.
Do you have an influence on Tesla?
Amazing mind. We share many of your old forefathers. The knowledge was placed there by us. They were willing to listen to their dreams. They were willing to share it with others. If you are to dream of something and not understand it, write it down. Measurements, shapes. It is like a puzzle. A human cannot take too much. We are very aware of this. You cannot jam too much into a human. It takes time. Then, within your unit, we will put the final structure with your shape. Am I clear?
Thank you.
Your watering system for your produce. Some other units can be used to heal the water. You will not use pesticides. There are units that heal your DNA, no matter how you feel. It does not affect you, but the unit will heal your chakra.
A man named Pete Peterson came up with something very similar.
Yes. Unfortunately, your governments pulled the mat from under them.
They did. They pulled him back in.
Yes.
Gone back again. Yeah.
They are listening now.
Yeah.
But that is fine. We will put confusion for them.
When you say they are listening now,
yes.
Are you referring to this particular place?
Yes.
At this particular time?
Yes.
And when you say they're listening now, is that they have receivers that are listening? Or
yes.
Is it through people's consciousness?
Both. They have ET too.
So do they monitor groups like this? Even
they
our
do.
Modest little
yes.
UFO group in Tarama?
Yes. All the media and their technology has been placed for a reason. To catch you. They will not have to run to you. You will go to them.
You've got satellites now that work.
Yes.
They can go into a room. And
yes. Through your system.
Through a computer. It doesn't even need to be a computer.
That
they
is.
Can pick one person's voice out and drown everybody else out in a whole room full of people speaking.
We
and
are
I've
safe.
I've seen the technology work in my out of body, and then I found it on Facebook 3 years later, and it's exactly what I saw out of body, what they were doing to us.
There are tools you can use to
block in human terms. You call it light. Yes?
Hmm. Yeah.
Same principle. You can use that. You can access that. We are closer to your God. Does that make us higher? No.
Make you wiser.
Mm. Yes and no.
And older.
Mm.
The entity Kerry mentioned about a Messiah
yes.
returning. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Unfortunately, John does not read the Bible. He feels it's not true. Some of it he is
right. Some of it is true.
Yes, some of it is true. Yes, they have manipulated some of the texts. They do not want to give away all the knowledge, for you will survive on your own without their help. The Vatican are very aware of this. As you know, the Pope is doing what he should not be doing. He has been placed there for a reason, for a positive change to the religions. It is a slow process, but it will change. And it is changing.
So did your group have an influence over that?
Yes. It was not one's choice, but many. Do we vote? No. We feel it. If it does not feel right, then we disagree.
So, unblast two galactic councils.
Yes.
Three humans were sent as observers. They are allowed, and they're only allowed to read certain texts of what the ET is saying. Is this our first look and little jaunt into the Galactic Federation and where we could possibly go if we
you will be there. You human have every right to be on the Galactic Federation. You are part. We have accepted you as part of the universe, not the galaxy. It is too small.
Yes.
You have your say within the universe. There is none sitting there yet.
No, but they have been observers.
Yes.
Yes.
The Messiah will be present in John's lifetime. I would say he's 18, but that is a liar. He is 37. That was a joke, by the way.
I thought he was just a very dissipated 18-year-old.
Hmm.
New Zealand's election to the Security Council.
Yes.
Why did it happen? Did you have anything to do with it, your
no.
group?
That was human decision. At times, humans can make a wrong decision, but that makes human. But when it affects all human, then we step in. And how to change that is by telling one. They tell another. They tell another. Then you have wars. Unfortunately, it needs to be done. Things need to be worse before they get better. We do not like war, but we do not fear death.
Death is birth in disguise.
Yes, this is only our vessel.
John, we've been told that Aotearoa has a certain frequency of life for this world.
You are very aware of this frequency. You share your gift to others by speaking to the other side. Now that's what we are trying to tell humans, that to heal oneself when you are to lose someone is to see them and feel them. Then you shall heal.
Is New Zealand safer? Is it the safest place in the world
no.
to be?
It is not. I apologize. It is not. To answer your question, New Zealand has a very high frequency. The people are beautiful. Even though you come across arrogance, ignorance, violence, majority to minority differs. I do not want to complex for the young ones. Beauty is here. To debate on the Messiah himself, where will he come? When will he come? We do not have that privilege. There is a law to their system. Will there be a fallen angel? Yes. You must be aware of this, is very important. He will be able to manipulate you by thought. Will he trick you? Maybe. But it's what you feel. Does not feel right, then that's wrong. It is not always this. He will come with a great ringing. Everyone will hear it. No matter what you're doing, you will hear the trumpets blow. We will be present with him. When I say him, he is of both female, male. Elohim, meaning two, knowledge, dimension, put together, creates harmony. Knowledge, dimension, put together, creates harmony. These coming out of John's mouth are only words. You must action it. It takes time, but you must at least try. Do you have to become a religious being? No, because you are already one. You do not need to go to your churches to
confuse.
Yes. But yet you can meet beautiful people there to escape the real world. It's a good key to starting the system of awareness. It is a privilege for me to be among you. And I do feel my time is up.
Thank you.
You've done
it
very good.
Thank you.
I
appreciate it.
Thank you.
Since the council, my appreciation. Mokai e opmans. Shinta ama e. Tuna e ama e shinna ami. Shinta ama fo na. Shinta ami hako is. It is a blessing for you all for safe journey and your family.